Okay, I have no idea what podcast number this is.
I think it's 46.
No, we have
45.
Maybe 44. Maybe 45.
It's 45.
Yeah, I think it's 45.
I could check.
Yeah, I feel like that's a benchmark. 45, that's a number.
Have we put out 44?
Possibly.
Oh, we put
it's
out.
It's entirely possible.
Check.
We might only be up to 43.
Whatever, fuck it.
That's
we're recording them, and that's
at this
the
point,
important part.
But at this point, they still come out at a consistent weekly basis. They're just 1 week behind.
Yeah, well.
So, you know.
Yeah. My Chromebook isn't on your network.
Oh.
So I'll just deal with that later.
Okay. Yeah, so this is our first post-con podcast.
All right, con happened.
Went to a that's convention. True. Spider-Man worked out well.
Broke a metatarsal.
The what?
Metatarsal. It's the bone at like before your toes.
How'd you find that out?
Did you actually find that out?
Well, I was pushing on them because it hurt really bad, and I can push down on this one, or the big toe, my index toe, my middle toe, the ring toe. I can't feel anything there, so I'm guessing it's broken.
I don't think he's a doctor.
Yeah.
And then the pinky toe I can
sounds
feel.
Sounds like an awfully doctorish prescription to give you, or description to give you.
Well, I can feel bones on all the other ones, but I can't feel the bone on that particular toe.
Okay, so it sounds like you broke your nerve.
You can't break a fucking nerve. That's a bone, dude.
Well, you can kill the nerve.
You can. No, I can feel pain. I feel a lot of fucking pain, but I don't feel a bone there. And I feel bones for all the other toes.
I see. Well, in proper tradition, Ben broke his foot at the convention again.
Yes.
So what's our next convention?
And also, the term broken means not working, and that foot doesn't fucking work anymore.
Fair enough.
But, yeah.
So yeah, what's our next convention so we can plan out how to...
Oh, no, MegaCon.
MegaCon?
In Orlando,
that's
yeah.
not until April,
oh,
though.
My God.
Yeah, I know.
It's not going to be till April before we have another convention?
I don't think Maybe. So. Or unless you guys want to go to Holiday Matsuri in Orlando.
When's that?
It's another, like, ShadowCon type one.
When
so
is
I
it?
I don't know if we were feeling ShadowCon too much. It's in December or November. December.
I probably won't be here.
I don't know. I think about, apparently
I
I'm going to New
York. I get 2 weeks off for December, so
yeah.
I'm not
going to
be here.
Apparently I'm going
weeks.
To New York December now. The first week of December.
Nice.
That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. I meant to mention that to you, Nikki. I guess I'll say it on the podcast. Would you like to go snowboarding with my family for Christmas?
You already said this to
I know, but
me,
we're
I
going for
know.
Sure. We're going... We're
I know,
going
you told me you were going for sure, but I don't know.
Okay, well, now that we've established that.
I'm just going to sit home and masturbate for Christmas.
I'm going to do that, but in Colorado. On a mountain.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that way...
That's what he plans on doing.
The jizz freezes in the air.
Yeah, you know.
No. It's not that cold up there.
No.
Still takes a little
have
bit
of ice statue.
Yeah.
Like when she freezes the fountain.
A dramatic jizz frozen fountain.
Oh my God.
It's sharp.
I want one.
Becomes a weapon. You just jizz on somebody and you pierce them.
Just impale them with your jizz.
You're about to jizz on a girl's face and it stabs her eye.
Yeah.
Blood everywhere.
Yeah, and then it's a murder scene and. Yeah, just all goes downhill from there.
And then
who
and
showed
then,
me the video? Oh, you did, of the girl on the computer, and she was like playing with her cat, and her cat like clawed her fucking eyeball out.
Oh yeah, I saw
that's
that
rough.
One.
Yeah,
that was
it was a webm.
She's like, "Oh, my eye!" And she moves her hand, looks in the camera, and there's blood. And she's like, "Ah!"
Yeah. How do y'all? Okay, so webms is how I pronounce them. The W E B M file format.
I say webms, but I get webms. Webms is more or less the same.
Yeah, I guess.
Funny fucking videos on the internet. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Well, how do you
well,
pronounce
it? Well, they're only a couple seconds long. So.
Funny short videos on the internet.
Funny short videos on the internet.
How do you pronounce the GIF files?
GIF.
GIF?
I pronounce it both ways.
GIF, GIF.
I'll say GIF, GIF.
I say GIF.
It kind of depends on
GIF.
Like the like direction of the sentence.
I
guess.
Suppose, yeah.
Kind of like and versus a.
Yeah.
Not
GIF.
That I actually have like a like policy that I follow, just... Like, I'll pronounce it that way, like, because I feel like it
yeah,
sounds
caramel
better.
And caramel.
No.
I don't know how to say it, but I always say it wrong. Whichever one it would be.
I say caramel.
I say caramel.
It's a, I don't know. I say it different every time, and I'm always wrong. So
caramel.
I don't like caramel, and I don't like caramel apples.
Caramel, caramel. Yeah, I don't...
I just say caramel.
Yeah. No.
Golden.
Hey, I'm going to go turn off the TV in the family room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you were yelling at me on the way I say Anon.
Well, I was going to wait for Joey to get back.
Well, fine then. Wait for Joey to get back.
But for anonymous people, when you go on 4chan, you're referred to as a four-letter word that's A-N-O-N. How do you pronounce that?
Anon.
Anon,
like anonymous.
Right?
Yeah.
So how do you pronounce the four-letter short word, Joey, now that you're back? How do you pronounce the four-letter word for anonymous? A-N-O-N.
Anon, I would say.
I guess it's a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
How do you guys say it?
Anon.
I say Anon.
Anon. Okay.
Because anonymous.
I say Anon.
Well, Anon, I don't know.
Well, see, I say anonymous, not anonymous.
Or anonymous.
Yeah.
Anonymous.
I've never really thought about this before.
Hooked on Phonics, kids. Hooked on Phonics.
I used to have Hooked on Phonics. Did anybody else actually have Hooked on Phonics?
Yeah, my sister did. The big... like
the big green thing fucking box.
The only thing I really remember letters. Is the cards on the ring, and you'd like flip the cards and stuff.
My sister and my brother had that
big ass thing.
Why is the English language so damn difficult?
I don't know.
Like,
it is one of the most ridiculous languages of all the languages.
Like, you can spell fish G-H-O-T-I.
Yeah. I forget what it is. It's the sound, the G-H sound of enough, which is F.
Yeah.
Then O as in women. And then T-I is a nation, and so G-H-O-T-I spells fish.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, it's fucked up. Fuck English.
Well, see, when I pronounce things, like the P-H for an F, I pronounce it differently. I move my mouth differently than when I pronounce the letter F. Like a F and a F.
Yeah, I guess.
God, this is the longest we've ever talked about English before.
Yeah. I know.
Like when weird. I say F as in the letter... I breathe out with my with my teeth on my lips, and when I do the pH, I breathe out just through my lips. Like,
okay.
We talk about a lot about language because he thinks I have an accent.
You do have an accent.
I don't have an accent.
You have an accent.
You are outvoted 3-1, and if Cy were here, it would be 4.
It's not even like a, well, maybe you have an accent. I don't know what accent it is, but it does exist. It's
definitely from Chicago.
It's a Midwestern accent.
Okay. I like this chair so much better than the blue one because I can actually see everybody's face.
Yay.
Yeah, and you don't slide down.
And I don't slide down. I'm more comfortable and I can actually look at everybody when I'm talking to them.
And you probably get enough support in your back to where you can talk.
Why were you playing with your boobs when you said when you get enough support?
You know, I was demonstrating my diaphragm.
That's what
I got it. I understood what he was doing.
Boobs are for playing with them, Ben.
I know.
It's just the way they are.
But he was like, support, like, Joey,
just like, just start talking, and then, it's like, hey, you know,
get bigger boobs.
So Joey had a good time in a Spider-Man cosplay.
I did.
You need to work on your poses.
Yeah, I do need to work on my poses. Not that bad, but
nah,
I do.
Wasn't terrible.
And I am going to a sorority fundraiser at UCF as Spider-Man.
Interesting.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's
are they going to beat you up?
No.
Are they going to kill?
It's not
your
a fraternity
uncle?
Party. It's a.
It's okay.
Sorority
those girls
party.
Are rough too. I mean, your sister.
Are they
going
to kill Ben?
It's going to be mean. I was going to say your sister looks like a man. I'm not going to be there.
I'm confused.
Uncle Ben's going to die.
Uncle Ben dies. Oh, I should be there, and someone should shoot me.
Someone should shoot you and steal your car?
No, I like my car. You can just shoot me.
I love how his concern is not dying, but losing his car.
Hey, man, me and that car have been through a lot.
True.
Not really.
No, not really. You've barely had that car.
I've had it for like 2 years now.
God, it's that really?
2 years
You've
already? Had it as long as
maybe
we,
a year and
we've
a half.
Been dating?
Well, he got the car a little bit after we dated, yeah.
I had a Corolla before that, though.
Well, then.
Oh, but like that new Corolla.
What?
That Corolla. That Corolla seen some action.
Something just happened, and it was like, holy shit, I can't believe that was already a year ago. I don't remember what it was, though.
Oh, fuck. That was you and me. We were talking about something.
Yeah. I don't know. I had 100,000 miles today on my car.
Huh.
So that's...
Your car or the Jeep?
My car. Jeep's only at like 40,000.
Oh yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
I'll be at 30,000 like by the end of next week.
I have no idea where I'm at.
I'm at 80. I got my
the only reason
20.
I know is because I'm at 100,000.
I just remember seeing 666 on there. I'm like, heh.
I pointed that out to you.
Satan.
It was 66626.
I have a picture somewhere of when my mileage was at boobs.
Yeah,
so
I think we all have pictures
so
like
I.
that.
I remember internally seeing it and like, yes.
And I also have the odometer like rollover when it goes from 99999 to zero again. I have a video of that one.
What
car were you in?
No, not the, just the one for like the trip, not the like big one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would be fucking crazy.
Yeah. And was it a digital rollover? Or
yeah, it's
was
a digital rollover.
Because okay. the more satisfying rollover is when it's the dial one. It's like, shoot.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa.
Hey, guys, remember when cars didn't have 100,000 mile on the odometer? It'd just go to 9999?
Yeah, 99,000, yeah. And then it would flip over.
You'd go back to zero?
I don't actually remember that, but I know it
as a mechanic, I've seen 1,000 of those.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few of them. And my dad has a a blazer from the 80s.
And it only has 5 digits.
Yeah.
My the Beast only had 5 digits.
Okay. Was that over 100,000 miles?
It was like 250,000.
Okay. Yeah, at some point, you just have to lose track. You're like, yeah, it's rolled over a couple times.
Yeah. That's basically what we're at.
Okay, so now that everybody's done a cosplay, what is your next cosplay going to be?
Kamina would be the easy one for me. Or
who's that?
He's from Gurren Lagann, which is an anime.
Okay.
And or Mega Man, which is what I want to do.
Yeah, yeah, Mega Man would be cool. What would you make it out of?
Shit.
Okay.
Probably the same with the Warhammer 40K guy.
Yeah. I'd use a blue morph suit as a base, like a light blue morph suit.
Okay, yeah.
And then
you can't find a light blue morph suit anywhere.
That's not true. My friend had a light blue morph suit.
I want one.
I'm sure you can dye the fabric.
Sean had a
light blue morph suit. I want to see you do a Samus cosplay, because that would be awesome.
Elsa's first.
A Zero suit, Samus?
Boo. Yeah. Fucking
Shut
Elsa.
Shut up.
I like Elsa.
Let it go, Ben.
Yeah, let it go.
No,
I just want to go as Elsa, so the day I quit, I can walk in dressed up like that, and they're like, you're not in uniform. Let it go! Just walk out with the middle finger up.
I was going to apologize to all the audio listeners, but everyone's an audio listener.
So we apologize to everybody. We're sorry. What about you, Austin? Because your Aiden Pierce cosplay is, like, perfect, but...
It is.
Yeah, a lot of people...
You gotta, like, you know...
Yeah, a lot of people just like to cosplay for one thing and then move on. But I've invested a lot of like time and thought, and I just searching for that freaking costume.
Right.
Or not costume, but the pieces that, you know, I've been to maybe 3 conventions with that now. And I don't know.
Okay, so how about whenever you decide to move on, what would you like to do next?
Honestly, what my thought was doing a warlock
with a new jacket
and a new cell phone.
No, a warlock guardian.
Oh, right.
Okay, that would be cool.
Destiny, but that's a lot of work
and a lot of money. I was going to do eventually once I rack up enough money for this, because it's going to be fucking expensive as dicks. Is doing a Titan cosplay from Destiny with the insurmountable skull fort helmet that does like the LED like spread.
Okay.
Be really fucking
like
cool.
Daft Punk?
Kind of, but...
Yeah, my next one is going to be a Deadmau5 helmet with with ears inspired by Daft Punk and the mouth. So, you know how the one guy has the visor with the lights on it?
Okay.
That's going to be the mouth, and then the ears are going to be just like the other guy who has like the rainbowish colors.
Yeah, the Emil from Halo.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's such a pain in the ass.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome. And then it's going to be sound. Awesome, it's going to be have like the sound dancing so that when I like wear it to the raves and stuff, the music will make the lights light up in that.
Okay, yeah, pattern. I can see that.
But you have to like Sharpie in Deadmau5's tattoos on his arms.
Why would I do that?
Because he has a Triforce.
So I want to get a Triforce tattoo. But that's that seems
I was just
going to
wear a suit. Because that
basic?
Seems to be
Did you just use the term basic on the podcast?
He just, oh my God.
Hey.
He just used it. He just used it.
In an
Write
ironic
it down
fashion.
In the history books.
In an ironic fashion.
I do too. Right, and you're still yelling at me.
It's November 6th. 6th, the day after the 5th of November. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Hitting Ben's mic all over the place.
That's okay. I've decided that these are pretty quiet.
I've heard... Okay, so you showed me that Amazon Echo video, which we should talk about.
Yeah, with the... I forget. Is that what it's called? It's
Echo.
Alexa, you say?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, no, it's Echo, but Alexa was their call word.
Right.
You could say, hey, bitch, and it would respond.
Hey, bitch, I love anything. Bitch. You could say, hey, bitch, and it'll respond.
Hey, bitch, what time is it? It is 8.
That sounds excellent.
But their reference, he's like, what day is it? And she's like, it's Thursday, November 13th. And I was like, okay, that's weird. And then I watched Cyanide and Happiness video that just came out today. And the video, for some reason, was dated Thursday, November 13th. And I was like, what the
hell? See, I know what that is. That's actually because on YouTube, you can add a 3-second bumper to all of your videos. And the cool part is you can actually add it to videos you've uploaded in the past. And you can change it in the future also.
Uh-huh.
What that is it's a 3-second bumper advertising their new show that starts on Thursday, November 13th. And the only reason I know that is because I made the same mistake you did, where I was like, but this video came out a long time ago, and it's not November 13th yet, so.
And then there was one more, and this wasn't exactly correct, but I was reading another webcomic, And his the title of his comics was labeled Mondays and was some office type thing. And he's like, huh, I made a comic labeled Mondays on a Friday. And I'm like, holy shit, is it Friday?
I'm so confused.
That whole comic was just meant to fuck someone's day up.
Like, three things like screwed my day up that morning. Or not morning, because I woke up late.
This morning?
Today.
Today, yeah.
This today?
Screwed up here today.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. When you wake up, it's still morning. I don't give a fuck if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. And you always want breakfast food.
Yeah, that's
not
true. Necessarily.
Not true.
Always.
I do.
Always.
Unless it's leftover Chinese food, because that might as well be breakfast food.
Fuck yeah.
Ew.
Or cold pizza.
Yeah.
Cold pizza
or cold Chinese food.
Or cookies.
Sai looked at me like I was fucking stupid when I was like, hey, can you bring me my Chinese food? He goes, do you want me to heat it up? I'm like, no.
I would, honestly, and I've done this before, I like to order Chinese food, put it in the fridge, and eat it when it gets cold.
What?
General Tso's chicken is so much better when it's cold.
I disagree. Warm.
We need to go to that place, the Koizu or whatever.
Yeah, we're going tomorrow morning. My team is. You guys can come. I'm sure.
Oh. What time tomorrow morning?
Like 11 in the morning. When they open.
That's like pre.
Oh, no. I have to go get my teeth drilled.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I need to do that too.
Well, if I happen to be awake, I will join you.
Good.
I'll be at work.
Yeah, my dad's dropping me from insurance.
Oh, Joey. Like,
oh, Ben.
Which job? Network concern?
Yeah.
Announcing it on the podcast.
Wow. I think we've said it 1,000 times.
Probably.
But I don't know. Yeah. Happy. I haven't gotten a call from them in like a week, I'm happy because if I would have had to work this week, I probably would have been miserable because I have that post-con feeling where I just don't really want to do anything. But
I've been nonstop working.
By tomorrow, I will be ready to go for work. So hit me up with some jobs, guys.
Yeah, speaking of
ready to make some fucking money.
I could use a job because Halo Master Chief Collection Assassin's Creed Unity is coming out on the 11th. And then on the 18th, which is exactly a week later, you've got GTA 5 being re-released. And then Dragon Age.
Not for PC, though.
Not for PC?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming out before PC.
It's still getting delayed again?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And not only that, but...
I was told that they were never making a PC version.
No, they're making it.
It's coming out like in January, I think. But yeah, so it's GTA 5, Far Cry 4, and then your Dragon Age game. Yeah, Dragon Age Inquisition on the 18th. So that means the 11th and the 18th. That's $300 worth of games, and I don't have a job.
And on the 18th, I'm going
to cut
this
next part out, but I haven't talked to my boss yet because he's in Miami. So
okay.
Just throw that out there.
That's nice.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, because it's awesome. Okay. Plus, if I could have somebody else to help me with the shit, it'd be great.
Yeah.
I'll help you.
You don't know how to program. But you can learn. You're getting there. You are getting closer. There.
I'm two languages out of four.
And before you know it, we'll have our own programming department. And...
Yay!
Yeah. All right, let's get back into the podcast and something you're...
Yeah.
Dicks.
That's always a good segue because I can cut that in anywhere and just
dicks.
See, look, bam! It's like we're time traveling. That part was like after a 10-minute conversation I just cut out. See how that worked?
So, speaking of video games, Sunset Overdrive. I just beat it like the other day.
I do like
you
it.
You just
overall.
Finally beat it?
Well, like I've been pacing myself, and we went to the convention. It came out on the 28th, and we went to the convention.
So it took you a week.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's only the 6th now. The 28th is...
Yeah, I played on the 28th, then we packed, went to the convention, and then I played Destiny in that, against each other.
So anyway, would you recommend?
I would recommend it. It's a good game, it's a fun game, and
it's got lots of cursing.
It does.
Yay!
What was the other game that had lots of cursing?
You're gonna die, asshole.
It was made by the same...
Saints Row.
No.
Well, Saints Row has a lot.
Insomniac.
Made by the people who make... Gears of War.
Oh, Gears of War.
Bulletstorm had a lot of ridiculous
cursing. I played
that game. I liked it.
I could definitely tell it was made by Gears of War before I knew it. I was like, this is definitely Gears of War. Look at the boots.
Yeah, the characters, the controls, all that were very Gears of War-y. But I liked it. It was a fun game. I still occasionally go back and play it.
Not me. That. Fuck that. Just kidding. I've never...
I was going to say, I didn't know you ever played it.
No, I think I played like one round on it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm over it.
So I know Joey knows this, but Grand Theft Auto 5, Ben, is now in first person. There's a first person mode, which has never been done in Grand Theft Auto. They showed a commercial, and it looks so badass. Like, driving in a car, swerving through cops and shit.
Well, there was a mod for that for Grand Theft Auto 4.
There was a mod.
It doesn't really count.
Yeah.
Mods! Totally counts.
Love mods!
Yeah, but it doesn't have the same...
officialness.
This, and the game wasn't designed around it.
Right? Yeah.
You know, this Grand Theft Auto was designed with it in mind.
Yeah.
So.
Designed with you in mind.
Yeah, exactly. Then we'd like fade out to a white background and a shiny room as like one guy in a nice suit walks by and stares at the camera and then talks. Yeah. Yeah.
And this is Aperture Science as he walks away.
Yeah. Designed for you.
Illuminati.
So, Satan. Do you think Grand Theft Auto 5 is going to be $60 on the Xbox One?
Yes.
I remember hearing rumors of some sort of upgrade process where if you have it, it's only like $5.
You know what? It's probably for digital copies.
Yeah, it's probably probably true.
That's one of the few games I have a physical copy of because I heard when it came out for the 360, there were issues when you bought it for the digital.
Right, because they were all the data was on the hard drive rather than half being on the disc, half being on the hard drive.
Yeah, and it utilized the disc hard drive thing.
Right. Which was actually kind of a smart way of doing it when you have the limitations that you had on the 360.
Well, yeah, like before the 360 had the save to hard disk option, when Halo 3 came out, they optimized for it to be read on the disk. And then when you could save the disk on the hard drive and like cache it, Halo made an announcement. It's like, hey, don't save your game on your hard drive.
It's not optimized. The sole purpose that it was quieter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Even if it was slower, it was quieter, and that was good enough for me.
Well, like, now that, you know, this is actually very against what I do normally, but when it comes to collector's editions, I always buy the digital games now. I have maybe 20 Xbox One games, and I have 4 physical copies.
Wow.
I have 4 discs. That's all.
How big is the hard drive on the one?
500 gigabytes, but you can plug in up to 2 external hard drives.
Okay.
Can be any size.
Okay.
At least 500 gigabytes, I believe. No, at least 250.
Okay.
But 250 is nothing. Right now, I have a 500 gigabyte old external I have.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got a couple terabyte drives laying around that I could throw in.
Yeah, what's interesting
is that... Did you get yours yet?
My what?
Your Xbox One?
No, next paycheck. Well, actually, next paycheck, because this paycheck I'm going to get like...
So 2 weeks?
Only a couple $100.
Yeah.
Oh, that means you'll be in time for all the new games. That means you'll have to choose. You should get the Halo Chief Master.
Yeah.
The Halo Chief Master collection.
Yeah, got it.
Chiefing it up.
the first thing I get...
Chief Master.
Well, probably what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the Sunset Overdrive bundle and then the Master Chief collection.
With the white Xbox?
With the white Xbox, which has nothing to do with the white Xbox.
If you really don't care about the white Xbox and you're going to wait long enough and you're waiting long enough for the new games to come out, there's an Assassin's Creed Unity bundle to where it's a black Xbox. It doesn't have anything stylish, but you get Assassin's Creed Unity and Black Flag in a third game. I can't remember what it is.
Okay. I might do that.
It's more bang for your buck, but you know, you don't get Sunset Overdrive. That's what you really want. But Unity, you get 4-player co-op seamless.
Yeah. I'll think about that.
If it's still tag, I really
don't want
to.
No, you get co-op in the game.
Oh, yay.
Okay, that would
be
cool.
And it's customization. You don't go out and just buy clothes like you can in Assassin's Creed. You can actually customize your character. Like, I want this vest, but it's purple. And then I want this hat, but it's green.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
I don't really care about customization stuff.
Like,
I
do.
I always stick with the default shit.
I like the Assassin's Creed tag multiplayer game.
It's
stupid. It's fun.
You're walking around a city and searching through hay bales. Tag, you're it. Oh no, you got me. Don't kill me. Okay, I'm dead. My turn.
It's so much fun. It's like tag for adults.
It's like tag for adults, but you kill him.
I've only played with one other person at a time, so that we're the only two playing. I have a lot of fun doing that. Because it gets to the point where it's like, he'll get in a group with like 3 other people that look just like him. And it's like, okay, well, I know it's one of him. Which one is it? And it becomes like a more of like a funny...
Like, kill the wrong person.
God damn it, come on. Then a, like you said, hiding and seeking in the bushes.
Yeah, Watch Dogs has something like that, where you can be playing, and I tend to avoid doing this, because you can turn it off, you just don't get extra points for it, because you can get special unlocks. But it's kind of like Dark Souls, where someone can come into your game and start hacking you, and you don't know who they are. And they're not dressed up as Aiden Pierce, they're dressed up as a random civilian skin.
Okay, that's cool.
And you have to find them, and like you get a search area, and like they're within this area, and you have to like scan each person's like face to see if they're that person before they hack you. And there's one method that people like to do, but it can get cops close to you. You can pull out your gun, fire, and like all the animations, the characters run away. And who's not running away? Yeah. I mean, even if he does run away, he has the typical character jogging run, not like
the Assassin's Creed run.
So you like tag for hackers, and I like tag for pirates.
I don't like it, though.
You don't like it?
Because I'll be doing a mission.
Guys, can we play tag?
Like
right now.
No, but I'll be playing a game trying to do a mission, and then I'm up at the mission and I press X to start, and it's like, you are being hacked. I'm like, fuck.
God damn it.
Yeah. Or some kids like to, because you can set up before you start hacking them before they know it. So like if you try to start a mission while they're in the game, you can't start the mission. So like they can be in your game for like 20 minutes and you not know. And they like get up on top of a building and get somewhere close to you.
Strategically.
Yeah.
Far away.
And not far away, but close, but very hard to get to, like on top of a building. And there's only one special method to get up there. So it's like, holy shit, you're up there. I have to take this crane, get up there and go up there. And they go like that. And like, it's very hard.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. So,
pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Just cap a motherfucker.
Well, that's the thing. He has health like Aiden Pierce does. So like you can take like 50 bullets, wait, and then take more 50 bullets.
Jeez.
He's got the power of Jesus.
Not really like that. But he has video game health. You know how ridiculous that is. Yeah. Oh, I'm shot in the eye. Give me a second.
Okay, hold on. Let me remove the bullet. Oh, good. I can see again.
Okay. The blood from my face is disappearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's never made any sense to me. Like either when you get in water or you get shot and all of a sudden there's splattered blood on your eye.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how vision works.
Now, Destiny does a cool thing to where it gets darker and redder.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't get blood, but, like, you're, like, tunnel vision, like you get on the
ground. There's another game like that.
There's a couple games like that.
They probably went up to someone and be like, hey, you've been shot before. What's it like? What happens? Well, your eyes kind of get
See, red I picture, you know, they right, find the closest intern and they shoot him in the leg and, explain your experience! What are you going through?
My controller's vibrating. What?
I feel so bad for our fucking audio listeners. Yeah, fucking.
I normalize it, sort of. Okay. Not really, sometimes. If I'm feeling generous.
There's another thing I have a complaint about Sunset Overdrive, and it's not about gameplay, and so I'm not spoiling anything.
Right.
It's a bug, and I feel like I'm being a guinea pig right now, because they actually have this thing to where when you're playing the game... Okay, Nikki.
Making guinea pig noises.
No, but whether you're in a cutscene, at the pause menu, or just walking around... The Xbox One has vibrators in their triggers.
Xbox One has vibrators, huh?
but when you're driving a car and your wheels get grip, your triggers vibrate, and you know that you're getting grip. Like if your left wheel has more grip, it vibrates more on the left.
I'm being
trigger.
Triggered right now.
Oh, it's pretty cool though, because when you shoot your gun, you get feedback in the trigger. What?
Run upstairs real quick.
I'm sorry, Joe can be MIA for a minute, because I'm going to be MIA in, like, 10.
I guess we'll be quiet for now, 10. Because I was going to tell him...
like 10 minutes.
I was telling him something.
Do you have to poop?
No, I have to go to practice.
Oh. Are you not joining us for dinner?
I guess not. Unless you guys wait till, like, 11, and then I'll meet up with you guys.
We could wait, actually. That's an idea.
Could you?
Could, yeah. But Nick is a fat bitch, and she wants food.
So...
Which brings me to my next question. Do I have to pick up Cy for practice?
Probably.
Depends if he's working or not.
Yeah, because he was supposed to call someone in to cover the closing part of his shift, but whatever.
Yes.
But as I was saying was, randomly throughout the Sunset Overdrive game, your triggers just vibrate.
Like even though nothing's happening?
Yeah, like not heavy vibrate, but it's like a boom. And you're like, what the hell?
Like you're like, look to your right, like, oh, what? Nope, nothing.
Like I'll be on my phone in the pause menu, and I'll just be texting somebody or something, and all of a sudden, boom. And, like, I feel my bed vibrate. I'm like, what the hell was that?
Huh.
I look to see if, like, I was low on ammo or health or something. No. It just randomly happens. And I feel like I'm being a guinea pig. Like, they put that in there for, like, a social test to
see. You say guinea pig funny.
Guinea.
No. Guinea pig? Like guinea pig.
You say, like, guinea pig.
Guinea pig.
Well, guinea. It sounds.
Guinea. Pig.
Right, that was annoying as fuck.
Yeah. Again, we had to bring it full circle to the English podcast.
Yeah. But yeah, like that whole thing, I feel like I'm being like in a social test.
Like the Kinect is watching you and just seeing how you react.
Well, like for example, there's a few posts on the internet right now regarding that exact issue. So like I'm wondering if like they put that in there to see how people would react.
Just to fuck with people?
Like some guy thought his controller was broken and he bought a new controller. Yeah, that's 60 bucks.
Have you seen or heard the story? It's an old Rooster Teeth story about, I think it was Bernie and Matt would only text Gus
in quotes.
And he thought it was like an AIM setting that all his messages came in quotes.
That's what that reference was to in that podcast.
Yeah, they did bring it up rather recently. Yeah,
they said, oh, in quotes? I was like...
Yeah, that's what they were talking about. So it's kind of like that. Just instead of putting quotes around it, they just randomly make your controller vibrate.
I think I remember that. That's hilarious.
One day I'm going to just like rip that thing off the wall and burn it and then run it over with the Jeep and then take it mudding with me while it's tied behind me on a rope.
Speaking of Jeeps, when I was driving up here, or actually I was driving to get Nikki, like the whole daylight savings time change happened.
Yeah.
And my Jeep didn't change. Like you have to click a button and it changes. And I looked down and it was 7 o'clock when I went to go to Nikki's house.
Right.
And I saw, holy shit, it's 8:01. I'm missing the podcast right now.
I did that too before you changed my clock. I got out of work. I'm like, holy shit, we gotta go get Ben inside and go watch the kid. Oh my God.
I did that after we left ShadowCon, because the reason I didn't go over and hang out with you guys because I looked at the clock in my car and it's an hour ahead. And I'm like, I gotta go to work in like an hour. So
see,
I might as well not. And then I get home and I look at my phone. I'm like, wait a minute, motherfucker.
See, I completely missed the time change. Because the only source of time I have is my phone. My clock and my car is just, like, been off forever, so I don't use it. So it's, like, made no difference in my life. And I get to make my own hours for work, so I go in whenever I want. I leave whenever I want.
Well, aren't you special?
I am special.
Do you know what a Moshi alarm clock is?
I've heard of it before, but I don't know.
I might have mentioned it. So it's a Moshi alarm clock in reference to the Japanese Moshi Moshi, as in, like, that's hello, how you answer that's a phone. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Phone.
And it also means monster in Japanese. Moshi really? Means monster. Hmm. Yeah,
did not know that.
But to activate monster, this monster alarm clock, you say hello Moshi, and it's like welcome command please, and you can say what time and stuff. Well, I unplugged mine for some reason. I can't remember. Oh yeah, I was on Xbox, and like I don't really chat on Xbox, but I started to a lot for Destiny.
Okay.
And my alarm clock started activating, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll just unplug it so it won't activate. And it's been stuck at 6:01 a.m. like every day, because I set it as my alarm for Toyota when we worked there. And like every time I look at my clock, I'm like, holy shit, it's 6 o'clock already. And I'm like, oh wait, no, it's 4.
It just always says 6.
Yeah.
I was so getting ready for something creepy. Like it was going to be like, hello, master. What do you want me to do?
Like a fucking Furby.
Yeah. Fuck Furbies, man.
Furbies are evil. Creepy.
Furbies
yeah. No, they just master. Come to life.
Furbies like, are like Ouija boards. Fuck
yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
Especially the new Furbies with the digital eyes. And it's then they start talking to each other and it's fucking weird.
They're plotting against
yeah,
you.
Yeah, not many people believe me when I said that the infrared, you could put two Furbies together and they chat.
Yeah, that's no, my
fuck that. Fuck
yeah,
that.
No, my cousins got them and they like all set them at the table and I'm like, I'm walking by and they just start talking. I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
I taught mine totally how to curse agree. In German.
do they repeat you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
you
remember.
You can teach them. Yeah.
I remember
if you say things
repeating.
Enough, they'll start repeating it back.
I kind of want
to
get a Furby.
Furbies are fucking evil.
Fuck.
I kind of want to get a Furby, but I don't want to get an LED one.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get the old school one.
Yeah,
with
the old
eyes.
Furbies are the ones that repeat it back. I don't know anything about the new Furbies other than they're yeah. even more creepy. I gave my Furby a haircut once.
How'd that work out for it?
Worked great. It was a good haircut. I didn't like shave it. I just, you know, trimmed it up a bit. It was kind of messy. I wanted to shape it up. That's all.
Joe wanted to be a hairstylist in his young age.
I also got my sister's hair.
What's that? It's good. That's the Furby's hair.
It's a little crooked, but you know.
When I was a kid,
I feel like that's something you do like in your current age.
Cut my sister's hair?
If when she's sleeping, just go in with a pair of scissors and cut her fucking ponytail off.
Yeah. I would, but she'd kill me and that
cancer.
Would be
bad. It's for the cancer donation.
Yeah.
Locks
yeah.
for love.
Locks for
like
love.
You're all about charity, right? I cut your hair off for charity.
What?
It's funny because when you did that, the way your hair looks is like what it would look like if you cut off a ponytail.
Yeah, my hair's getting long.
Yeah, it is. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, I'm glad I got my hair cut.
Almost long enough to put back into a ponytail, which I tested today with this thing, which is a ponytail thing.
Hair tie?
Hair tie, that thing.
Hair tie.
Oh, you're not wearing your hair tie.
My hair's up!
Oh, okay.
She well, is. She
always has a hair tie on her arm. And, like, I screw around and, like, take it off and stuff. And she's like, don't, that's my only one. I'm like,
That's a long person, long hair person
see,
problem.
I yeah, always took like, my wallet, or you know how it's not a wallet, it's a collection. I just put a hair tie around it.
Yeah.
So whenever girls are like, does anybody have a hair tie? I'm like, yep.
Yep.
I do.
Talk to me.
Instant friend zone.
Instant friend zone.
Yeah, it pretty much worked out that way. But, you know, hey, it's a way to build friendship.
Yay.
How much friends. Does a polar bear weigh?
Enough to break the ice.
Oh my god, please don't say that to someone.
Tag team pickup line right there.
like walk up to the left side of her. How much does a polar bear weigh? And you get up on the other side. Enough to break the ice.
And then me and him start talking.
Hey, what's up?
We do that?
Yes.
All right.
Do and it next convention.
Yeah. And she's like, and it's like, do you mind? We're trying to have a conversation.
Excuse you, bitch.
Anyways.
I'm trying to talk to this fine gentleman here. Can you please see your way out?
Oh my god.
Wait, what's the joke about seeing... Oh, this is an A-B conversation. Would you like to see your way out of here?
Oh, yeah.
While we're on the shitty pickup line type stuff.
Yeah. That's like a shitty bromance pickup line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl tries to come between you. Excuse me. Why don't you see yourself out the door?
No! Bro five.
Yeah, pretty much.
People probably think that was a real high five. Little do they know.
High-fiving my phone.
It's that suspension of disbelief or something? Illusion of reality?
Well, now you've shattered the illusion, so...
No, Austin shattered the
illusion. Yeah, way to go.
Yeah.
You fucked it up.
That's okay, but now he's just put in reasonable doubt. He didn't actually shatter the illusion.
Maybe we should put in some
I said a high five.
Some recorded applause, like the recorded applause from like the 40s. So like that. So it looks we're recording
in front of a live audience.
Yeah. We'll just, the live audience edition. I like make the audio quality just a little bit shittier so it has that like big room echo. Yeah. And then just kind of that mumbling in the background.
Well, hey, we eventually will have a live audience because aren't we doing a podcast for Metricon? At Metricon? At our panel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't know. Are you going to do a podcast or are you just going to do like a Q&A?
Well, it would be like...
What the fuck do you do?
Well, it would be like a Q&A type thing that might be recorded. And if it's recorded, it would then be released as a podcast.
Yeah, not just Q&A, but we discuss things.
Yeah.
You know?
We tell
like different dicks and
lots of dicks
and cosplaying.
When we say dicks, we need to put in the recorded ha ha the laughs.
We all have to go.
Every time it hears dicks, it just
we have to sit at the panel in costumes.
Oh yeah, we'll be in costume.
No, fuck yeah, for sure.
And then like when Cy talks and he makes a joke, you like don't put the laugh.
Just nobody laughs.
Like it's laugh track looping, and Cy talks and it stops.
It's just dead silence, crickets,
tumbleweeds.
Yeah. What does a tumbleweed sound like? Okay. All right.
Just the wind taking a tumbleweed, and it's just
hit the TV.
Actually, that's what tumbleweed sounds like.
Stop hitting my TV.
Sorry.
Half my family lives in Texas, so I know what a tumbleweed sounds like.
All right. So you've actually seen a tumbleweed?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Have you seen those weird, like, snow barrel things? Like, the snow starts to, like, roll into what looks like a bale of hay.
What?
Yeah, it's this really weird fucking thing that happens.
Joey's on drugs.
It's a snow drift.
What's a snow, like...
It's snow drift. No, that's
picks
not
up
a
the
snow
and makes it roll.
No.
Into, like, a hay barrel. It looks like a hay barrel, but it's made of snow.
I've never seen that.
Well, the way it's rolling, it's, like, cylindrical.
Yeah. As like, Chris sent me pictures of them in his backyard, and then I looked it up, and it's, like, some phenomenon thing.
What?
Yeah. Like, he sent me pictures from his actual backyard of this, like,
I want to see this.
Phenomenon.
And then I Googled it, and it's like a real thing.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Is that a thing?
No. But it is now, fucker.
No, it's from a song. I just don't...
It's a Sesame Street? Or Muppets?
Banana Phone?
No. The Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
Is that like...
Ring, Pussy ring, on the ring,
train wax?
Banana phone.
Nope.
No.
Nobody? Okay.
That was from Key and Peele.
What?
Pussy on the train wax.
What?
There's that one song, that one whistling song that I'm not going to play because it's stuck in my head.
No, you're not going to play it because it's got whistling in it. And I hate whistling.
It does have whistling in it. No, not that one. It's a cyanide from a cyanide.
If you whistle, I swear to God.
I can't whistle.
I'll punch you. Hate whistling.
That's not the extent of my whistling.
Shut up.
that silence was the Nikki death stare. That's what that was.
Speaking of death, I must depart, guys.
Oh, you will? Already?
Yeah, it's been real. It's 9 o'clock. I should probably start making my way out to fucking the other side of town.
You're gonna bang the entire other side of town?
I am.
Wow, that's impressive. My cousin lives over there. You pass by her house.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Is she on the other side of town?
Yeah, she lives like right down the street from where he's going.
I, however, will not fuck your cousin.
Good.
I will skip that one.
All right, good. I appreciate it.
He doesn't like Jews.
What? She's not Jewish. All
right. Austin, Nikki, you get a high five. I guess.
Or was it a high five?
Later.
I don't know. Did one of you in it? Well, no, fuck it. We'll just leave the mics out there.
Yeah, we did. When you were out, we discussed food. Okay. We can wait for him. I have no problem waiting. I mean, if you have stuff to do.
No, the only thing is I am going to work tomorrow, and if we wait for him, that won't be till like after 11, before we even like got out.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, but we can discuss that after the podcast. But
yeah,
we've been recording for about 40 minutes. So, what'd you guys do today?
Tried not kill someone.
Hey, that's always important.
I've been trying to fix my phone because, oh, I meant to tell Ben that. I've been teleporting randomly in my sleep, apparently.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck's that mean?
My phone is reporting my location in St. Pete, like, every so often. Like, it's so often that it's weird.
Yeah, because, like, you have, like, a Google location history, which will show you, like, where you go, and it'll give you, like, periodic checkpoints as you, like, travel along to wherever you're going. But mm-hmm. he has it where it's just all of a sudden he's in wherever you guys live, Lutz.
Yeah.
And then the next dot is all the way in St. Pete. And there's no, like, travel route. It's just in St. Pete all of a sudden.
and then back again.
There was one in New York, right?
Yeah, there was one in New York, like last month.
Why do you tell Joey these things and not me?
Because you wouldn't get it. I was trying to solve a problem.
It was more like a computer thing than a
teleporting
thing. What I think it is, I think it's Sprint. A computer
thing than a girlfriend thing.
I have is a computer thing.
I think it's Sprint because when you have a location access, mm-hmm. you can have a high accuracy, which uses GPS, Wi-Fi, and mobile networks. And I think the mobile networks are screwing me over.
That would make sense.
Because I have one bar at my house, and I think at night, like if I roll over on top of my phone, it will like switch to
roaming, and then it'll use a different base IP.
I wish there was a GPS and Wi-Fi. There's GPS, Wi-Fi, and mobile. Wi-Fi and mobile, or GPS only.
Yeah, but you don't want that, because GPS will rape your battery.
Yeah. And,
Yeah, I noticed.
My phone's been acting really weird today. My battery just, like, tanked. And whatever it is still on, because when I plugged in my phone, it was charging, like, super slow.
Huh.
So. But I can't find out
what it is. Maybe because it was updating a lot of stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Fit takes up quite a bit of battery, too.
What does?
Google Fit.
Oh, does it? Is that part of Google services, or is that its own app?
No, it says 6%. Screen's 5%. Oh, do you know what it is? 47 minutes on battery. I charged my phone.
Oh, okay.
So it was charged, and I unplugged it before I walked in here. So I guess Fit was taking my thing.
My steps. When you shake your phone, does it like that? Does it count as steps, you think?
I think so. Samsung's S Health does that.
Because it was pretty good at recognizing when I was running versus when I was walking. Because when we were at ShadowCon this weekend, I ran to my car for something and like physically ran. But I ran for all of like 15 seconds. And it actually registered on the app as running for a short period of time.
What day did we get pizza? Was that Sunday?
No.
Yes, that was Sunday.
Okay. So, let's see, that was the 2nd. I'm going to look at my running schedule. Oh, yeah, look at that. 3 minutes running. I ran for about 3 minutes to the thing.
You're out of your mind.
Right.
And then it probably took my dancing as running, too.
Yeah, I wonder how that works. Yeah, it depends if it uses, like, location or not. Well, yeah, I mean, that rave was totally disappointing compared to MetroCon's.
Yeah, at MetroCon, I looked at my steps, and I had, like, you know, a huge amount of steps on my watch.
Right.
Because my watch uses Fit. That's why they came out with Fit, because it's been on the watch forever. Which, by the way, I need to sync the... No, it deleted.
Ben must have gone to the bathroom before he left.
Yeah.
Either that or there's about to be a flood of water that comes down to this room. Yeah, but I'm excited for my Deadmau5 helmet. And I talked to your friend Kat.
Yeah.
And she was, like, super ridiculously helpful with all my cosplay.
That's, like, her thing.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then I want to do a group Tron cosplay.
Let's do it.
And she had some pretty good ideas for that, too.
I wanted to do a Tron cosplay, but I just kind of shy away from things that are overdone.
Really? I don't feel like I've seen any...
You should do the bad guy Tron cosplay with the orange lights instead. Yeah.
Ah! Do you know what his name is? What? That's Tron.
Oh, that is
yeah. Trolling. Okay, I have no idea. Just do the orange lights, because it'd be great.
They did
you
a very...
You got an evil face.
They had a very bad explanation of the significance of those characters. So
the new Tron movie?
And the new one? Tron. I don't care. I was watching Garrett Hedlund's ass, so...
I just was looking at the pretty lights.
Well, did you ever see the first one?
Yes, but it has been so long.
Well, Tron was the main character's, like, copy, basically.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
that.
The dad.
And then the bad guy... was the main character in the second one. And then,
okay.
I can't remember his name. Is it Clue? He was the new bad guy, and that was the copy of the main guy in the second one.
You forget something?
It's almost there. It's like a little too my God.
He went up to pull
you look
his
like
hair
a samurai.
All right, I'm out now.
All right, see ya.
He looks like a samurai. I have my katana in my room if you want it.
You have a katana?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
What?
Can I use it for a cosplay?
It's a real katana.
Oh, never mind.
I can get you a boken, which is one of those boff katanas.
Okay, yeah.
Ah, damn it.
I mean, it's not boff. It's for training.
But anyway, you said that's you don't want to do something that's overdone. I don't think I've ever seen a Tron cosplay.
I've seen it.
I think I've seen a couple, but I'm afraid that it's going to be big. Oh, I guess not that big of a deal as long as we don't do Attack on Titan.
And plus, I think Attack on Titan's probably the most I've ever done, I think.
Or Homestuck.
Yeah, Homestuck too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Homestuck definitely outranks Attack on Titan.
Homestuck is your casual thing. Attack on Titan is your actual cosplay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. And still overdone. But, and also, I think there's a special thing being done as a group Tron versus just a single person doing Tron.
Yeah.
So...
I say we totally do it.
That'd be cool. And then I can also throw on my Dead Mouse helmet for part of it. And like just like that, I have a Tron cosplay and a Dead Mouse Tron cosplay.
Did you ever play Borderlands?
I played like 20 minutes of the first Borderlands.
Because I think it would be really cool dressing up as the characters from Borderlands.
I've seen some really awesome Borderlands cosplays. I don't think I'm that artistically talented.
I've seen some really cool ones, but I think as a group, they've never done a full group. I've only seen like one or maybe two, maybe.
Can Nikki be the little orange robot or yellow robot? Because she's the smallest.
You can play as Claptrap in the new one. The pre-sequel.
Can you?
Yeah.
Hate you guys.
And, oh, I could be Handsome Jack. That's the bad guy in the second one who is a character in the new one.
Are you going to really paint all of her skins in that, like...
I'm going to look at getting an airbrush compressor.
Okay, that'll be exciting.
So, if I can sit and figure it out...
I took a picture of the psychic lady from the first one. I can't remember her name. But I think she goes by Phoenix in the second. It is Lilith. That's what it is.
Okay.
She dressed up as Lilith.
I know that.
And I told you.
I didn't even play.
You like the name.
Well, no. I just was like, oh, hey, that's a name I know.
But yeah, so.
It's a biblical name.
Hers wasn't amazing. No offense if you're listening to this.
Sorry.
Probably not. But
it wasn't that great.
But her collarbone, she had like the little marks and stuff. And it was, that's what sold it for me. Like just like the little collarbone marks and the arm marks. Like, wow.
Right.
Well, if you do something where you have tattoos, I would hope you do the tattoos on.
No. It's not tattoos. It's the
that
lines.
Black, like...
Oh, yeah.
Borderlands
look. Yeah.
The hard lines.
Yeah. Because yeah. That's what makes a Borderlands costume.
That is
hard
pretty
lines.
Cool. I'm not going to lie. That would be really awesome.
I wish they had the pre-sequel for the one.
No, it's not on the one?
No.
That's really surprising, actually.
Yeah. But I heard it wasn't that great of a game.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too, so...
But they are making... They're remaking Crackdown for the one.
Okay.
And they're revamping the story, like, completely. Like, they're taking the original story. Have you played Crackdown?
No.
Okay, well, it's actually a really good story. But, like, there was a lot of insinuation where, like, you finish the game, you're like, wow. Like, something happens, you're like, wow. And the second one comes out, and they don't really touch it, like, on that last story. But they're revamping it, so I'm hoping they're making it more of an awesome story that went...
So they're revamping the second one, you're saying?
They're revamping the story, like the original one.
But I thought the first one had a good story.
Not really.
Okay.
It had a good story, but only if you paid attention to it.
Gotcha.
Like, so people say Destiny sucks, but if you actually pay attention to the story, it's not bad. It could be better. It could be better. You definitely could see that they were focusing on the story, and then, like, later on they fire that guy, and they're like, okay, let's just keep what we have just and then do this.
Finish out the story.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the DLC looks interesting, because if you listen to the speaker, he says some pretty crazy things.
Yeah, well, that would be nice if they expanded the story. But the problem I kind of have with Destiny, and this is a weird thing, because I've spent a lot of time playing Destiny, but yeah. I still don't necessarily feel okay with paying for DLC at this point, because now that I've hit level 20, and now that I'm going for, you know, just getting loot at the end of missions and stuff, yeah. I feel like there's a total of, like, 3 strikes, whether I do the strike playlist, the weekly, or the daily heroic, and they're all, like, the same. Like, you either fight Cepus Prime, the big Mars dude with the big gun, or the other guy.
I think there's 5.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there's not enough variety in the things I do post-game.
Well, yeah. basically, your main objective right now is to beat the raid.
Right.
Which is a big deal. And once you get a 1, I will be more than happy to play with you.
I'll be getting a 1 soon.
Because I still need my freaking gloves. I've been stuck at level 29 since I first played the raid.
Right, and so you, and what do? You keep playing the same raid?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's kind of the problem I have with it, is that it's too recycled.
In my opinion, it's a difficult game. Right. And the first time I played, people cheesed it. Like, they cheated. And we all went up in this corner and they exploited, you know, bugs.
Right.
And then the second time, I exploited a different way. The third time, we actually played it legitimately. And the fourth time, we played it completely legitimately with the new raid alterations on. And, mm-hmm. you know, every time I play a little bit differently.
Right, and I do like that. I just feel like, I don't know, it's lacking in variety still.
It is lacking in variety. Like,
but again, like I said, I've still put a ridiculous number of hours into this game, but I still feel like the lack of variety, it leaves me a bad feeling having to pay more for DLC.
Yeah.
For, you know, to go from 5 different strike missions to 7 or 8 different strike missions.
Yeah, it's almost like a Call of Duty game.
Yeah, exactly. But again, I feel bad saying that because I am actually having a good time and I still keep going back and playing the same 5 strikes yeah. over and over again. But, yeah. Okay, so there goes another week where we did not talk about Destiny. one time, I have a dream. And now we've completely lost Nikki. Destiny 2
comes out. Nikki's reading. Get off my phone!
She has Destiny. I know. She's like level 8.
I'm on that level 8 life.
No, are you level 8 or are you like level 7? Maybe 6?
I don't know.
Or is it 5?
That's good. My friend is now level 26 and he has still not gotten off of Venus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that your stream friend?
Yeah, my friend Chris. And
he hasn't played Mars?
Nope. I mean, he's played Mars missions with me, but I was always party leader, so he hasn't actually unlocked Mars yet. I mean, he might have now, but he was level 26 and he still hadn't unlocked Mars.
Do you know why? Because you have to go to the Rift, and you can't really do the Rift multiplayer.
Yeah, no, I know exactly why it happened. It just was funny, though, because he leveled up that much without actually unlocking all the levels, because whenever he'd play with me, and we would just go and do whatever.
That reminds me of, what was it, Halo ODST. When I played that, I played it with my friends,
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't beaten the game yet. So, I played with them through, like, the half middle of the game to the end.
So you have that, like, chunk in the beginning that you never really played?
Yeah, so, like, I played it, and I didn't understand what was going on. And then I played the whole game, and I'm like, I would have enjoyed it so much better
For what it's worth, though, it is broken up into, like, 4 different parts.
Yeah.
Which probably only made it that much more confusing, skipping, like, because you probably skipped the last half of something and the first half of a different part.
Yeah.
And you're just, like, completely in the dark.
That was a good game, though. It had a lot of replayability, because the more you play it, it was like the movie Inception. You know, when you watch it, you're like, oh, okay, I get it, kind of. And then you watch it again, knowing you're
Yeah, no, I love that game. And the firefight in that game was better than any other firefight.
Yeah, I can agree that it's different, but I do like Halo 4's, Halo 4's firefight.
Halo 4 doesn't have firefight.
But they have that other thing.
Oh, Spartan Ops?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool, but I don't even consider that in the same category as firefight.
I really liked the continuing campaign.
I like the continuing campaign. I like the fact that it was free. That was fucking awesome. Yeah. But I don't consider that firefight. I would have not, although they did kind of replace firefight with it.
Yeah.
Which I didn't like, but I'm still happy with it. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because Master Chief Collection comes with all 50 parts of Spartan Ops.
50?
Yeah. Well, there's like 10 seasons of 5 episodes. So 50 parts.
Did they, like, come out with more since, like, another game has come out or something? Because there's season one and then there's season two. And I played until the end of season two.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, but now wait a second. Am I thinking wrong? Are there five parts of five episodes? Because 5 times 5 times 25 times 2 seasons would be 50.
Oh, so it's 50 parts.
Yeah.
Okay, like sequences.
You've all lost me very quickly with the math. And
so there's 50 checkpoints, basically.
Something. I don't even know what's going on.
Like 50 levels? I don't remember. It's been so long since I played Spartan Ops. I don't know, but there's 50 parts of something.
Okay, there's 50 slides, like when you look at the options.
That's, sure. Something like that. Okay. And Nikki's yawning. We completely lost Nikki again.
See, what kind of screwed me over on that is because I have the limited edition, whatever. I wanted to get like a helmet or what they did with Reach with the monument, because I have Halo 3 and or Reach and 3
right.
Legendary. But I wanted 4 legendary, but since it was 3-4-3, they didn't have a legendary.
Yeah, which was very disappointing, because that was going to be my first legendary. It's like, yeah, I'm going to buy a legendary, and then it didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, Bungie did a legendary with Destiny, but it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Dinklebot. I'm going to make one with my 3D printer.
Yeah, I'm excited for your 3D printer. Yeah. One of my jobs that I'm working at now sells 3D ink, or whatever that would be.
The filaments.
The filament, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's supposed to be eco-friendly and stuff like what? Nikki,
that's
just taps
how I'm
me.
Gonna make my ebony mail. I'm gonna use your 3D printer.
Hopefully it's very modular, because my 3D printer is about yay big.
I know. I think the only thing
which is about a
I wouldn't
foot and
be
a half.
Able to print off would be the chest plate and the back plate.
Yeah, you'd have to. Although I think with 3D printing you can melt the pieces together. So if you can print like two parts, and then
Nikki's
you can
making ebony mail.
Supposedly,
like,
yes.
I don't want to say welding, but like a type of welding between them. But my new project, now that I'm getting like really into cosplay and I have all these great ideas thanks to Kat, I'm like really considering building like a workshop thing in my garage.
Do it.
Okay. Like just get a workbench and a bunch of tools and shit, and yeah.
I want to go buy a mannequin so that for specifically that armor set.
Yeah.
Mold it onto the mannequin.
Yeah, let's buy a mannequin. That's a good idea.
Let's buy mannequins.
Yeah, we're gonna buy
I know
mannequins.
A guy who sells mannequins.
How much are mannequins?
No, like
I want one of those resizable
mannequins.
Yeah.
Where
you can
they
like adjust the
yeah, you can adjust the bust and stuff. Yeah.
Right, so that way we can all kind of use it for ourselves and make it fit for us.
No, if I made an armor, I'd have it on a mannequin all the time, just be like, look, I made this.
Just put it like at the front door of your house, like right next to it, like, yeah, it's my beautiful statue.
Go to work wearing armor.
That would be awesome. But yeah, for that Tron cosplay, I think I've decided on like a leather, like a tight leather suit type deal. Not like a suit, but you know what I mean, like a biker jacket almost. And then Kat had the idea of taking a heat tool, and like you can melt the leather to do the indents that they have on the the movie, and then you just put on the light stripes and then you're good to go, and it's gonna be fucking awesome.
I know. I'll have to pull it up on my... Oh, I might be able to pull it up on my phone.
What?
I saw a dress done of it. It's a
I know exactly dress. Which one you're talking about, with the Tron lights on it.
It was great. I don't know what I'm going to do, but if you're wearing it to a rave, you probably don't... You want a breathable material?
Yeah.
I'll probably just...
Damn it, that's
a
good
point. Not
wear
a lot of clothes and just do that.
Well, you know what? I'll just... be cold or hot, and it's fine, whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what I do with
suffer to
Pierce.
Be beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's like girls who wear high heels, like
well with hot costumes, you just have to hydrate. And after that you're just like, oh, I'm hot and I'm used to it. Like I wasn't sweating at the cosplay.
Yeah,
at the convention
I don't sweat a whole lot anyway, so
I don't sweat. And
yeah, you glisten.
That's not a good thing. No, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
My doctor's like, you don't sweat. That's weird.
Yeah, that's
you should probably stay out of the sun.
Because
you'll die.
There's a Tron cosplay outfit that doesn't look that good, actually, for $800.
Jesus.
No.
There's no way this cosplay is going to cost $800. That's $800? What the hell?
It's Etsy, though.
Yeah, that looks awful.
But that's what Etsy is all about. It's, you know.
Although, now, hold on.
I'm going to make a piece of crap, sell it for a high amount, and say it's art.
Wait, it... There. Nope, I don't like that one. Hold on. Shit. What the hell? There. That one looks pretty good. I still wouldn't say $800 worth, but it looks better than the other one.
I didn't want to say yeah right up next to the microphone because I was like right there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to watch Tron again just to get into it and be like, yeah.
Yeah, I want to do this. We could watch Tron. It could be a thing.
Speaking of Etsy, there's a website that I used to go on all the time called Regretsy. Have you ever gone on Etsy before?
I've got, yeah. In fact, so I bought somebody a present there.
Okay, I've bought something from there too before. But Nikki and I have made a necklace that she found on Etsy. She's like, oh, this looks so cool. And it was like $30. Okay. For like something I looked at and I'm like, I could make two of these for half the price.
And you did?
And I made two of those for half the price and had extra material left over for like a quarter of the price, actually.
Wow. So
yeah. I think I spent like $12 total for both of our necklaces, and we still have glow in the dark paint, an extra chain, or two extra chains, yeah, that's it.
Wow. Yeah, so a lot of time they overcharge for stuff like that. I don't know. My gift was pretty nice. I was happy with it. So.
Yeah, I got something for him and I wasn't too pleased with
it. What'd you get me?
I got you the little spell book. But I thought it was printed on leather and it's not. It was made out of
It was basically they made they took cardstock, not even cardstock, it was just like
thick paper.
Thicker paper. And
glad to know you liked my gift.
Printed on it.
Dick.
Well, the person didn't put work into their thing.
Yeah, I know.
Did you pay more than $8 for that?
I don't know.
Did you pay $8 for that thing?
I
wanted to pay two. That guy's input cost was maybe your voice spiked on there because you yelled. Good job. Now everyone knows you're a jerk.
I don't care. Everyone knows I'm a jerk. Get off my phone.
You get off your phone.
No, I'm looking for something.
But no, Regretsy is about, they show like junk.
Yeah, that's sold on Etsy.
Yeah, and like they put a story behind it. Like, someone tried to take, they try to make this a thing. I forgot what it's called, but it was a sweater, and you could wear it as pants.
Why would anybody want a sweater you could wear as pants? Exactly. Yeah, this is the one I've seen before. That would be awesome. I couldn't wear that, though.
That's what I'm going to make.
Like basically, they took the sweater, cut the torso off in half, and then you slid your legs through the arms, and you'd have like a giant turtleneck hole underneath your crotch. And it was pants with a skirt. It was called like a scant. That's what it was, a skirt pant. But it was awesome. Just basically an inverted sweater. And they sold that on Etsy.
Oh,
wow. How much was it?
I don't know, like $70-something.
Wow, maybe. That's ridiculous. All right, well, we've now exceeded an hour.
Oh, wow.
Do we have any closing thoughts? Or
dicks.
My throat itches.
Dicks.
Dicks. One end on dicks.
Dicks.
All right, dicks it is. We never introduced ourselves, but that's okay. We'll leave it as a mystery for everybody.
Mystery.